Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Nun Tes 159, the last blot in Perek Mishemes, as we are almost edging our way to the last Perek in the Masechta, and we are up to fourth to last line on Kuf Nun Chesam Abeis. Today's shiur is sponsored Lili Nishmas Shalom Zev Ben Shimshon Zichrono Levracha Rubenfeld, with love from Tina and Stu Rubenfeld and Marsha and Irv Lichtig and families. Again, Lili Nishmas Shalom Zev Ben Shimshon Zal Rubenfeld, with love from Tina and Stu Rubenfeld, Marsha and Irv Lichtig and families. Okay, thank you for your sponsorship. Okay, we are Kufnun Chesam Abeis, four lines from the bottom. Shalchu Mitam. So we start off with a case which we don't really understand what the case is, and we are going to have a number of suggestions on our blot what exactly is meant by the case. But this is the phrase of the letter that was sent, the psak that was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. As we spoke about yesterday, Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, Avir de Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, and everything that is related to that, even though we pass on like the Talmud Bavli, that was the discussion in the Maharik. Says the Gemara, Shalchu Mitam. Ben Shalava Benichse Aviv, Bechaye Aviv, if a son borrows in Benichse Aviv. So we think this means at the beginning he borrows and he promises to pay back with his father's property. He borrows and he's going to pay back with his father's property. Bechaye Aviv, while his father's alive. So he didn't really have rights to do that. It was his father's property and he borrowed. Vameis, and then the father dies. Beno Motzim Yad HaLekuchos. The son can take from the Lekuchos. So we don't really know what this means. The son borrowed money and the son's taken from the Lekuchos. Vizuhi shekasha b'dini mamanis. And this is one of the most difficult halachas in all of Dini Mamanis in Choshen Mishpat that we have to understand. So we don't even know what it means. The Gemara says, Lovem my mafik. If he borrowed money, so then what's he taking money out from Lekuchos? Usually it's the other way. If somebody lends, so then they're able to take from the Lekuchos. So here that he's borrowing and he's taken from his father's he's borrowing against his father's property and then he's taken from Lekuchos. We don't even know what the case is. Va'od Lekuchos by Vitam. What Lekuchos are here? He just borrowed money. Who sold anything to anybody? So we don't even understand what the case is. So Ela I Itmar Hachi Itmar. This must be what the case is talking about, and as we'll see, there will be four possibilities before we end up going back to the first one, Lamaskana. But possibility number one, Ela I Itmar Hachi Itmar. This is the first possibility. What we think this Shalchu Mitam really meant. Ben Shemachar Benichse Aviv Bechai Aviv. What happened? Let's take the cases of the Shvatim. You have Yaakov, that's what Rashi says, that's what Rashbam says, and the other Rishonim. So you have a grandfather, father, and son. So you have Yaakov, Reuven, and Chanoch. Three people. So what happened? The son sold Benichse Aviv, Bechaye Aviv. The Reuven, let's say, sold property in the lifetime of his father Yaakov because he knows he's the Yoresh and he's going to get this property. But he sold it before he got it. He thinks, I'm going to get this eventually, so I'm going to sell it now, even though I don't really have any rights in it now. That's what he did. But then, lo and behold, Reuven died first. So Reuven never got the property. Right? And then Yaakov died. So now comes along the grandson Chanoch and says, well, my father never had the rights to sell it, so the sale is void, and it's really my grandfather's property, and I'm yarshiting my grandfather. That's the case. That the grandson is coming to take the property that his father had tried to sell, that really, maybe, he is claiming that his father never was allowed to sell, and therefore I should get it. That's the case. Ben Shemachar Bedechse Aviv Bechaye Aviv, again, a son that sold property in the lifetime of the father, Vameis, and then the Reuven, the son, dies first, and then eventually Yaakov dies. So now, Beno Motzi Miyad Lekuchos, the grandson can take from those Lekuchos from the buyers, because he's saying that, they never had a right to, my father never had a right to sell it. Third line of the Rashbam, Bnei Banim Harehen Kabanim. Right, that's the, maybe we're going to get to that later on, but that's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm a grandchild, but I'm like Yarshnik for my father. That's a, right, Yerusha. And therefore, I want to get it. Vizui Shekashi B'dinim Amenis. And this is a very, very difficult case to understand why they should be able, the grandchild should be able to get it. Why? V'leim Rulei, let the buyers, the Lekuchos, say to him, Avuch Mazvin V'yat Mafik. Right? Your father sold and you're taking out. So that is the potential we think is the problem of the case. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Umay Kushya, what's the problem with that? Dilma Matzi Amar Mikach Avua Davakasina. What's the problem? Maybe he's, why can't the grand, why is that such a problematic pshat? According to how we explained it, it fits very nicely. It's very logical. I'm saying, I'm coming in the place of my grandfather. I'm Yarshi, my grandfather. Mikach Avua Davakasina. And therefore, I want the property.
What's that have to do with Hava?
Sorry?
What's that have to do with Hava?
What does that have to do with the halva? So they're really, right, it doesn't really mean lava. Right, which are basically chisur mechsura. So there was no halva here. There was no halva. So the Gemara says, teda, after all, tichziv tachas avosecha yubanecha. So the pasuk says in Tehillim, in place of your father will be your son. Right, which means a grandfather to a grandson relationship. A grandson will take the place of the grandfather. Tishisemo l'sarim b'chal haaretz. He will be placed for princes throughout the land. Meaning, there's sometimes that the grandson will take the place of the grandfather. And that's again that line on the third line of the Rashbam. B'nei banim harei kebanim. And the Rashbam continues on the fourth line. V'chihechi deruvein avi haya yachol lirash as Yaakov aviv. Ilo haya chai achrei mos aviv. Just like my father Ruvein would have been able to yarshin his father, my grandfather, if he had still been alive. So kachani yarash as Yaakov b'gzera sakasiv. So do I'm yarshining my grandfather, based on the pasuk, v'lo mikach Ruvein avi ani yarish. I forget my father. Forget my. You're telling me, hey, how could your father sell and you're taking it? No, I forget my father. He's out of the picture. I'm going straight from to my grandfather. The ein b'lechasim halalu shum zchus l'Ruvein u'mechiraso lav klumhi. Says the Rashbam in pshat of what the grandson is saying. My father never had a right to sell it, and therefore I am going directly from my grandfather. So therefore, the Gemara says, that can't be the case of this Shalchu Mitam, because it works out beautifully. The Gemara wouldn't have said, Vizusha Kasha Medini Mamanis. Is it so hard to understand? It's the hardest line of Choshe Mishpat. It wouldn't have said that. So, since that's true, that can't be the case. Since it's true that it makes sense, that can't be the case, and that's why we're going to have to go on to a second shot of what the Shalchu Mitam was saying. But first, the top Tosos, in Valemrule, Tosos asked the question that many of the other Rishonim as well asks, Vitema. This is going on the line where the Gemara claims, why can't the buyers, the Lekucha, say, hey, your father sold and you're taking out? So the Gemara says, V'dema, lama lo yuchal lohozi b'ana Lekuchos? Why wouldn't he be able to take from the Lekuchos? Meaning, why? How is this even a Havamina? How is it even a Havamina? It makes so much sense that the sale, he didn't have a right to sell. So what's the Havamina that this is a Kasha Shebemikta, a Kasha Shebedini Mamanis? Afilu lamanda amar the makna davar shalom ala olam. Even if you want to say a person can be makna a davar shalom ala olam, that only applies by something that will eventually go to him. But here, you know, what's the, afilu hainu kugot shalom mesa ben mechayav. So, but here, what is the possibility why, the sale might have worked? So Tosfos gives two answers. First answer, third skinny line of Tosfos, Pir Shabinu Yitzhak Bar Meir, the Rivam, Devadai HaMecher Eino Mecher. You're right. There's never a Havamina that the sale would be a good sale. Because obviously the son, Ruvein, would never have the right to sell it. Elo Le'inyin Chazaras Ma'os, Ayri Hacha. The question is, could the Lekucho say, we're going to keep it and we'll pay you for it? Or could the son demand, no, I want this property back? That's the question. For sure the son, the grandson, is not going to lose. That's what's going on in the Gemara. Can the Lekucho say, no, we want to keep it? You know, your father really didn't sell it, but he sold it enough that we could keep it and we can give you back money. That's the question of the Gemara. That is number one, pshat of Tosfos. The second pshat of Tosfos is way back, all the way down, second to last skinny line, if he has a number of questions. Alkei Nira Lari, the Elu Nechasim, Kasav Ha'av Libno, Mehayom Alachar Misa. Tosfos makes it Ukimta. The case here is that the father, the grandfather, already gave these property to the son, Mehayom Alachar Misa. So he has a quasi kinyan on it. Maybe he has a kinyan on guf on it. But that's you gotta say something. Or else what's the Havamina that the son would be able to sell it? Of course he can't sell it if he never had it yet. So those are 2 days of Tosfos. The tour has another possibility that maybe it's a special Takana to Rabbanan. But again, you have to make a new Kimta. What's the case? It's Siman Reish Yud Aleph, the beginning of Hilchas Mechira. The Torah says maybe the case is where the father, the grandfather, was a goses. He was towards the end of his life. And in that type of circumstance, a child is allowed to sell property of the father, letzorech the grandfather. Meaning, let's say they're going to need money for an aron, they're going to need money for the tzarchei kvura, then they're allowed to take the money of the grandfather even before he actually dies. Takana derabanan. Hayaviv goses v'tzorech limkar letzorech kvuraso, v'yamar mashi'iresh me'avi hayo machar lecha. Whatever I yarshit for my father, I'm giving to you. Tignu chachamim shihei machur. Mishum kavod aviv, kidei shihei muchan lo tzorech kvuraso. That's another possibility. But if you think about it, so the father was a goses, so the son sold, and then the son died first. That's the case we're talking about. So even though the father was a goses, the son died first, then the father died. So, might have been, surprised that the son had died, but that's another possibility. All of these, the number two and number three, though, are cases of avukimtis, because otherwise we don't understand why the Gemara would have even such a havamina.
Generally, hiltzels v'kura have to come from the bed.
The Gemara talks about it, I think, in Ksubas. Where the hotzos of the kfura is kfura kavod hachai or kavod hames? I think kfura is considered kavod hames, and that's why it comes from there, the nifter's property. Avelus, we spoke about in the past, avelus might be a little of both. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelus that if one has a choice to do nichum avelum and biker cholim, the Rambam says yirali that one does nichum avelum first. Because Bikur Cholim is only covered in a machai, and Nichum Avelim is covered in a machai and covered in a mace. That's the one we've discussed. Mishnas Yavetz in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, lumdus wise, how does that fit in? We know the Gemara says in Sukkah, I think on Daf Mem Aleph or so, that the Anshei Yerushalayim used to walk around all day with their lulav. Says, right, they walked into the shul, lulav biyado. Walked into the grocery store, lulav biyado. And the Gemara, the Brisa continues, it says, they went to be mevaker cholam, lulav biyado. They went to do nichum avelim, lulav biyado. So it's the opposite order. The opposite order. So the Rambam says you do nichum avelim before you do biker cholam. So how could the Gemara, talking about the whole list of the days, it says the opposite order. Unless you say, oh, it's lav dafka. But if you look in the Rush there changes the girsa. The Rush says nichum avelim before. Baruch Hashem, maybe the Rambam had that girsa. The problem is if you look at the Rambam, he doesn't have that girsa. Rav Menachem Sukkah quotes the Gemara that we have. It has Biker Cholim before Nichum Avelim. So what does it mean? So the Rav Zsolti develops the beautiful idea in Mishnas Yavetz where he it's based on the question. I don't know why, that's why I don't have it here. Based on the idea that we're talking about on Yontif. Talking about on Yontif. Is there a Velos on Yontif? How can there be a Velos on Yontif? The Rambam holds there is no Avelus on Yontif, no regular Avelus on Yontif. The Rambam quotes this. Second Rambam quote it. The answer he develops, proving it from other Rambams, that at least on Yontif there's the Kavod Hames element, not the Kavod Achai. Because according to the Rambam, there's no Avelim on Yontif. So on Yontif, Halavayas Nichum Avelim is only Kavod Hames. That's why Biker Cholim goes first, because Kavod Achayim goes before Kavod Hames. Vashayikid, according to the Rush has Nichum Avelim first, even on Yantav, because the Rush holds like the other Rishonim that there is some Avelis on Yantav. You don't count it towards the days of Shiva, but there is some type of Avelis, maybe Avelis Petzina on Yantav, and that's why he changes the Girsa. But it all works out Lishi Taso. But again, that is, I think, Avelis is Kavod Achayim and Kavod Hames, but Kfura might just be Kavod Hames.
Wouldn't have to be
saying
that he's Yorish.
See, but how could he do anything with his father's money before he owns it?
That's the
Takana Durabana. Right, that's the Takana
Durabana. But then it wouldn't necessarily have to be a Zara Yerusha that's getting passed on.
So okay, but you can't take anybody else's. That it, you know, it's got to be something that you're going to have semi-control over.
Why do you need to get to the grandchild? I mean, doesn't it make sense reading just as the son?
Why do you have to get to the grandchild? But we're trying to say with the son.
The son sells his father.
The son sells it. So
and
so
then
so then before he then
then, then
it's
he has the right to then he can, no, but then the, he can go and take it back. So
the question is, if it's he himself, then you might say, you know, maybe he sold it al manas that I'm going to get it. But you know, the lekuchos might then have a taina that you saw the second that your father died, the sale kicked in. So the father, the chiddush is that the son never got it here. That's why here, if the father just died, instead it might be cases that we had earlier in the Mishnah, earlier in the Masechta, where you have the son has a kinyan aguf and the father still has the kinyan peris, and it might kick in right away. The kinyan might be mushlam right when the misah happens. Okay, so Eli kasha hakasha. So second shot. What is because there is no problem. We like the sara of this case, so that can't be the case. Eli kasha hakasha. This is the problematic. Psak that came from Eretz Yisrael. Ben Bechor, Shem Machar, Chelik Bechor, Abachai Aviv. The same type of case, but we're not talking about just Stam, property of the father, but it's the Bechor portion, the double portion. So Ben Bechor, Shem Machar, Chelik Bechor, Abachai Aviv, a Bechor son, a firstborn son that sold his firstborn portion while his father was alive. He thought he was going to get it. And again, Vameis Bechai Aviv, Ruvain, the Bechor, sold his firstborn property, and that he dies first, so he never got it. And then his father died, but no mos yivad alakuchos, same thing that the son could say, hey, I'm yarshining, and my father never got it, and therefore, he wasn't allowed to sell it. Vizui shekashim medinei mamanis. And this is the problem. Why? Avu amazven v'iyu mafik. Because his father sold, same thing as before, v'iyu mafik, and he's taking it out. V'chitei ma'achanami, and if you want to say the same thing here, omar mikoch avu da'aba ka'asina, he's coming from the, in place of the grandfather going straight. So the Gemara says, one second, imikoch avu da'aba ka'asya, b'chele b'chor me'avite. If he's skipping the father totally, and the father's totally out of the picture, then what is he getting the double portion for? The only way that he could get a double portion is if he's coming in place of his own father, not going getting directly from the grandfather. So that's the problem. Wonderful. So Gemara says, no. Umay kushia, that's also not a problem. Dilma Matzi Amar, maybe he can, to put it into terms that we had last week, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi. Remember that Lashon? Right? Maybe he could take powers from two different places. Why? Mikoach avua da'aba ka'asina, ubimakam av ka'imna. I'm taking it from my grandfather, but I'm standing in the place of my father. Similar to who, Rashbam quotes, benos slavchad. Benos slavchad. Remember we discussed that they also got a double portion in the 8th parak. They got a regular portion, they got a double portion. What do you mean they got a double portion? Slavchad's not around anymore. They're getting it directly from Chefer because they're getting a portion from Yotz of the Nachala. So maybe you could come from both sides. You could come from the grandfather, but stand there in place of the father. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's a good explanation. So again, that can't be the problem. We got the, it's an interesting Amud. We're trying to find a case that we don't understand. Right? That's usually the Gemara is all about trying to understand things. Now we're trying to find a case that we can understand, and that'll be the pshat of the Shalcha Mitam. So we'll try again. Number 3. El Ikasha Hakasha. Okay, we're going to totally different cases now. This is what the case was. Hayoyodea lo edis bishtar, achlo nase gazlon, the nase gazlon. A person's a witness on a shtar, and he was a kosher witness. But by the time the shtar comes to court and it's payable, he's pasul edis. He's a gazlon. He's a goslin. So, what's the halacha? Who eino merak sav yado? We know there's a halacha called kiyum shtaros. I mentioned this, I think, last week. And that is, there's a halacha midarabanan that one has to verify the shtar. Even though a shtar, midaraisa, works automatically. I see a shtar, it's a kosher shtar. Chazal said, one has to be mekayim the shtaros. One has to verify. Meaning, the edim themselves have to come and say, these are our signatures. Or, other people have to come and say, these are so-and-so signatures. Or, we have to get a different shtar that's already verified, compare the signatures, and see it's exactly the same signatures. So those are the three possibilities, three ways of being mekayim a shtar. So, here in this case, who eino merak sav yado? We don't trust him. We're not going to trust this guy that this is my signature because now he's pasul eidus. He's a goslin.
The fact that he was an eider and already signed it is okay.
So he's okay. Correct. Yes. I'll continue. Aval acher meidin, but other people can right on the side of the marshal yecholim lekayim sav yado. But other people can testify that this was his signature and at the time we know when he became pasul eidus. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem? Hashta ilo mehemen, achrini mehemni. Since when is somebody not going to be believed, but other people are going to be believed about him? Right? That's what's challenging to understand. The Zui Shekashim Adinei Maman is wonderful. This is the case. Again, a guy became a Gazlan, and therefore he is not believed about his chasimas, but other people are. That's what's challenging to understand. Because how could other people be believed and not me?
Is
So that's right. So it's very hard to put into the Shulchan Mitam. So maybe we're just changing that. We got the whole letter wrong. We're going to go back to the original one. So don't worry. So the Gemara says again, my kushya. What's the problem? Dilma kagocha huchzak sav yada bebezdin. What's the problem? Maybe there was already, it was already a huchzak beksav yad in Bezdin. What does that mean? Huchzak sav yad in Bezdin? Says the, I'll read you the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, it's about the fifth wide line. Kagocha huchzak behenfek bebezdin beterma yosel gazlan. Maybe a henfek is the stamp. The stamp of approval by Bezdin. So maybe that henpeik was there even before he became a Gazlan. The hashto lekala memer hachi ela elu meidish achasu b'han peikzeh. You know what's going on here? The witnesses are not coming to testify about the Gazlan signature. They're coming to testify about their own signatures. They're the ones, the Edom that were Mekayim, this Shtar, are coming and saying, these are our signatures that we signed at the time. So it has nothing to do with the Gazlan signature. Because Hichzak Yad Bebezdin. So therefore, again, we knock out the case, and therefore, we don't have a case that we have a psak that is a problematic psak. If you remember the, just to mention, the a Gazlan being puzzled. You know, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidos, it's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Perek Yud, that there are two types of psuli Eidos, midaraisa. There are many people that are puzzled Eidos, midarabanan also. Mishnah Sanhedrin, Misachi Bekuvia, Mafri Chayonim, Sochri Shvias, all that Mishnah, Daf Chav Gimel, Chavdala, that area, that is, those are psuli darabanan. But what about the hardcore psuli daraisa? So the Rambam says, two categories of psuli daraisa. Harishaim, says the Rambam in Yud Aleph, psulim la'edus min haTorah. A Russia is pasul daraisa. Who's a Russia? We don't go by who people call a Russia. That is not who's pasul la'edus. Shenamar al tashis yatcha im Russia lios eid chamas. Mipia shmuel amdu al tashis Russia aid. A Russia can't be an aid. V'yafilu eid kasher sheyada bechaver shu Russia. Even if, we'll get back to something like this about the Shem in a few minutes. Even, let's say I know that somebody's a Russia. Halachically. V'ein dayanim akirin risho. And the dayanim don't know. If I know something is true, even if I know it's true, I'm still not allowed to testify with somebody who I know who is halachic Russia. I know he's a murderer. If I know somebody's a murderer, even though I know what I'm saying is true, I can't testify with him. It's an issur daraisa to testify with a Russia. Mipnei mitzarif imo v'nimsa zeh hakasher heishis yado im Russia achin iskabla eduso. Now let it do that. For sure, Vein Sarach Lomer, Eid Kasher, Yodea Beis Chad L'Chavero, V'yada She'ed Hasheni, She'imo Eid Sheker, So Asur Lo L'Hoed. For sure, even if you were there with the guy who's a Russia, and you know he saw it, you're still not allowed to testify. Surely, if the other guy's a total Sheker, even if you know you're telling the truth, you're not allowed to do that.
What
is
the Pasul
Dravana? So then the Rambam says, Ezehu Russia. Who is a Russia? It's probably at least Lifnei Iver to the Dayanim.
Yeah, but then you have Kovish.
If somebody, so you're saying if it's Kovish, are you allowed to testify with somebody who is? I'm sure it's a first halacha. I'm just don't remember. The question was, are you allowed to testify with somebody who is pasul la'edus midir rabbanan? So Kovish Eidusa, there's a special by Dini Mamanis. By Mamanis, there's a Yeshuas, right? You have to testify. Is there a chiyuv? I mean, there's a chiyuv testify also. Let's say I saw somebody treif and I gave him testimony, and so. Is there the Isser Daraisa of being Kovesh Eduso against the Psul Edus Darabana? I would still say it's you probably shouldn't. But that's one of those Darabanans affecting Daraisas. I would say that. Once somebody's Psul Edus, it's Psul Edus, period. That's what I would assume. I'm sure it's Mefurish. But the Rambam says, who's a Russia? Who's classified as a Russia? Is there a Russia? So two categories. Number one, Kol Mishavar Aveira Shechayavan Ala Malkus. Hareza Russia Psul Edus. If somebody habitually violates an Avera that's Chayiv Malkus, or worse. Let's say somebody, even after being warned, wears Shatnas. He wears Shatnas. I'm sorry, I'm wearing Shatnas. I know it's Aser, he does it on purpose, with Hasra. Right. So he's Pasul Eidus. It's Pasul Eidus. He wears Shatnas, he eats Treif, whatever it is. Aber al Aver Shachayiv al Malkus min HaTorah, or he's a Pasul min HaTorah. Vim hi Achiv Shabba midivrayim, or he's a Pasul midivrayim. Right? And he just puts it all together. If you're a Russia, if you do a Russia drabanan, case it achal baser behema bchalav osha achal nevelo shkatzim uramasim bein latiyavon bein lahachis osha chilal asayantif rishon right malchus osha lava shatnis or he's a pasul min haTorah. But if you only ate a chicken cheeseburger or you violated the second day of yantif or you wore shanis drabanan, your pasal edus mi drabanan. The kfar maninu kol aver shechayv al malchus, fine. That's daraisa. That's first category rasha. But that is the second category rasha. And that is what we call a rasha de chamas. Rasha de chamas, somebody who violates an avera that has to do with other people's money. So you're not going to get malchus for that. Right? If you steal, it's a labanita klase. Right, so heishav asakzela shar gazal. If I steal, if I violate lo sach mode until they sell it to me, if I violate, and if I force the guy, chamsan, gazlan, ganef, all of these cases, if I'm a tax evader, all of these cases, says the Rambam, v'od yesham rishayim shem psulam la'edas, afo pishayim b'nei tashlumin, v'enam b'nei malkus, ho'ol v'lokhin mamon she'enu shalahem, b'chamas psulim. Shneamar ki yakum eid chamas kagon ganavim chamsanim af al pisha hechzir harayu pasal edus meisha ganav gazal. Even if you give back the money, it's pasal edus. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about how do you do tshuva for this, right? The tshuva, you have to, if somebody's a ganav, he has to be in the situation a number of times, and we know he doesn't do it and he gives away money freely. Got to do the opposite. You got to do tshuva. Bezin has to see. Can you do tshuva for the first category? So we can do tshuva also. I mean, if your chayv mises bezdin, your chayv mises bezdin. I got to put you to death, right? You can't do tshuva for chayv mises bezdin. If somebody's actually chayv, right? We get that the Rebbe Yehuda has that tshuva. We mentioned in Elulzman in past years, and we gotta go. We got a big on the base. The Rebbe Yehuda asks, why is it if somebody's chal Shabbos and he's warned and he accepts our asra and he commits the avera and then all of a sudden he does tshuva and for the next 10 years he learns Yom Valayla and he becomes the Gadol Hador and now he's the biggest posting in the and then the Edom come after 10 years to Beis Din. There's no statute of limitations in halacha, right? If they come and they drisha v'chakira and everything is accepted, it's chayim misa. So the Rebbe Yehuda asks, so why doesn't Beis Din Shalmata work with tshuva? Why can't they work? So we had a number of answers to that in the past. Just to mention one great one that the Maharal says, and that is, Bezdin Shel Mata only gives out punishments. They don't give out rewards for Mitzvah Saseh. That's the Bezdin Shel Mata. Only Bezdin Shel Mala can work with Schar. Bezdin Shel Mata is Schar V'Onesh. We gave the Mashal. Let's say you're driving down the street, and a cop pulls you over. You're like, what did I do? Oh my goodness. You hear your stomach's like inside. What a day. This is the worst. Pulls you over, he's like, what a nice signal. Here's $50. Right? Never happens. Why? Because Beis Din Shel Mata, the cops, aren't interested in giving out good citations. Right? They're interested in just punishing fines. That's what the cops are interested in. Right? So that's Beis Din Shel Mata. So what you do, tshuva is only from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Anyways, that's one of the answers that we've had in the past, not for now. But anyway, so the Gazlan is a Pasal Edus type 2. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So we still don't have a possibility. What is the case of Shalcha Mitam that was hard to understand? El Ikasha HaKasha. Here it is. This one. Hayodei Elo Edus Beshtar Achelo Tibolo Biyerusha. Somebody knows Edus and he signs on a Shtar, but the person he's signing about is his cousin's cousin's uncle's father's whatever. Somebody who is a very distant relative and he is not going to get this Yerusha. So therefore, at the time that he signed on the Shtar, he's not related. Lo and behold, before the Shtar comes to court, everybody in between dies, and he's the closest Yorish. So now he's no Gebetover. So now he's a Karov. So, who ain't Yochel Lekayim Ksav Yado? So he can't be Mekayim his Ksav Yad. Generally, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Machlokes Rishonim, can a Karov be a Karov of the Malvin Delove, be Mekayim the Shtar? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashba, the Ritva, Machlokas in Mesechas Gittin. The Ksos asks, it sounds pretty clearly from this Gemara that a Karov cannot, right? Eini Yochel Kayim Ksav Yado. So how do the Rishonim say that they are kosher? So the Ksos says it has to be that when the Rishonim say that a kosher can, that means with somebody else. And here he's doing it himself. That must be the difference. But anyway, says the Gemara, who any yachol l'kayim ksav yado, he can be mekayim his own ksav yad, aval acherim yachol l'kayim ksav yado, but others can. So again, the same kind of svara. He can't, but they can. Umay kushi, says the Gemara again, delma hachanami kochok ksav yado bebestin. Have the same kasha that we had before. Maybe the case is no, that they're coming to verify the hanpeik that was already there. So they're testifying about their own signatures, and not about this person's signatures. So fine. Ella, last one, number 5. Eli kasha hakasha. Let's try this one. Hayodelo edus achlo nasa chosno v'nasa chosno. I sign on a shtar and then I marry the malva's daughter. Right, Chosno. So who ain't omeid al ksav yado aval acher meidin? Same thing. He was a rachok v'nimsakarov. Now he became a relative. So same thing. He can't testify because now he's a karov, but others can. Holo mehemnin, acherini mehemnis. He's not believed, and others are believed. That's the problem. So and if you want to say the same yes that we just said twice already, that really it's chuksak sav yada bebezdin. The hamar of Yotzi bar Ben Yomi Amar of Nachman afal pishalo chuksak sav yada bebezdin. No, but about this case we have a specific mesora that this case works even if lo chuksak sav yada bebezdin. So if that's true, so we're back to the problem. How could he not be believed and others are believed? That's the case. That's the case. That's kasha b'dini maminus. So the Gemara says, "Umay kushya, maybe what's the problem? Dilma gzeras melachim, maybe it's gzeras akasuv. You're bothered by the svar, it's gzeras akasuv. De ihu lo mehemni, he's not believed because he's a relative. Achrini mehemni, but labish of the meshaker is not because we think he's going to lie. It's a special gzeras akasuv. Here's a very famous line: De lo te mahachi. If you don't say this, Moshe v'Aaron lachosna, mishum de lo mehemni hu." If Moshe and Aaron came to court testifying about their father-in-law, you're going to tell me we don't believe them? Of course not. Moshe and Aaron. Alexeris Melechu, shall ye eat bohem? It must be Exeris Akasiv. Hachanam, Exeris Melechu, shall ye eat Aksav Yado, Lechosno. It's Exeris Akasiv, but don't ask me, how could this logic be? Forget the logic. It's Exeris Akasiv that a Karav can't testify. So therefore, it's not a problem, and therefore, you shouldn't find it difficult. So Ella, the Gemara goes back to the original, number one, Li'olam Kidda Amrinan Meikara. Like we said originally, all the way on the top of the pay, on the top of the Amud, the first case. Didn't we quote the Pasuk though from Tehillim that, what do you mean, the grandson could have taken the place of the grandfather? No. Hahube Bracha Ksiv. That's only talking about Linyan Bracha. Linyan Bracha, what does that mean? The Marsha says, what? Tal Zechli Banecha? The Marsha says, Nir Laniyaz Daiti? It's talking about the Avos HaKadoshim. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had bracha written by each of them. Veye bracha, v'avarechacha. By each of the Avos, there was a bracha written, and that's what it's referring to. It's talking about bracha. There is a huge discussion, we don't have so much time for it, about the Psul Karav, the nature of the Psul Karav. This line, in any discussion of Achronim, Psul Karov, this is the first line that's quoted. Kufnun Tes, because this says explicitly that a Psul Karov is not based on Chashash Meshaker. It's not based on we think the Karov is going to lie. And that is why two other Nafkaminas, that's why the Tur quotes in Choshe Mishpat, that a Karov cannot even testify against his Karov. Right? You might say, if it's all about we think he's going to lie because he loves his Karov so much, so why can't he testify against his relative? Right? So he said, no. The issue is not, it's Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's not because we don't believe you, number one. Number two, we'll trust a best friend, even though we won't trust a Karav. A best friend has the same chash. But we'll trust him because, again, Edus is Edus. Edus is Edus. The Sefer HaChinuch has fascinating shita. Where's the Sefer HaChinuch? Sefer HaChinuch says in Tavkuf Peites, that's the Isser of a Karov being made, he says, Bisharshi HaMitzvah, he says, first of all, you know, even though you might say it's, we wanted to, Hashem wants to be Mizake us, and even at being Mizake us, he wants to keep us away from any potential situation that might be very hard for us to overcome. So if it was possible that a relative could testify, sometimes you might testify falsely. Number one, but then he says just the opposite. Usually relatives live very closely together. And if they live very closely together, it's very possible that there'll be sichsuchim and quarrels between the families. And if at one sometime, it could be that one is going to want to go to get the other one, and he's going to run to, if they're getting into a fight, he's going to run to court, says the Sefer HaChinuch, and he's going to quickly testify against them. And what's going to be? Efshar shalah henshi li nasah shalis kotetu zem zelafamim vilu yaminu beidus and zel ze ulai bekasam tamid elu al elu talecha matam lefish kamasam lefishah viavol lefrei adayon viachaybu es rosham lemelech, and they'll be mechayev their relative to go whatever to get a punishment ukishocha chama, and when the anger subsides kimat sheyachnok atzmo hakarov. He'll go strangle himself. Midagasa, what did I do to my relative? What did I do? But call Darkei Hashem Yisharim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, he knows. So he says just the opposite. Not only are we worried that the car is going to testify for, we're also worried that the car is going to testify against. One other point, and then we're going to move, and that is Rabbi Chanan says, okay, forget Edus, but there's something called Anan Sadi. So Moshe and Aaron come to court. So they can't testify as witnesses. But can't that be Anan Sandi? Can't that be? It's obvious. We know exactly what happened now. So we're going to use it. So says Rabbi Chanan, maybe by Dine Mamanis we'll use it. Because by Dine Mamanis, it's more about the result knowing. But in context where you need real edus, it doesn't matter if you know. After all, Rabbi Chanan writes, both here in the Kovet Shiurim and also in Kovet Sa'aris, in Simen Chav Zayin, he says, what about if Edom, we know, what if a Bez Din sees something at night? Still not good enough, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says. They have to have Edom testify in front of them. If they see something at night, it's not good enough. And the Gemara says, Lote Shmiya Gedola Miriya, so what? If you need Edus, you need Edus. Or the Rambam writes, in the Pirush Mishnayos and Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, what if a Navi tells you something happened? It doesn't matter. Says the Rambam at the beginning of the sixth parak. He says, Vida, Shaharigas Yoshua La'achan Haisa Harasha. Yeshua killed Achan. There were no witnesses, right, in Sefer Yoshua. Harasha, Lafisha Torasenu, Toras MS, Einu Machayevis Misa Alachote Bhodaso. If somebody admits to it, Velo Bagoro, Velo Alpi Chazon Navi, Shahayahu Asa Osa Maisa. If an Eliyahu Navi comes along and says, Reuven killed Shimon, it doesn't matter. Not good enough. I saw it b'nevuah. So Rabbi Chanan says, even if we know for sure that it happened, some contexts require real edus. But again, that is a great line about Moshe and Aaron. There's a lot more here about Din Merumah, but we don't have time for that right now. Okay, let us continue. So we came up with the answer to the Shalchu Mitam. It is a case where the father... Right, the middle one, Reuven sold, because he thought he was going to get it, then he died, and the grandfather got it, the grandson's trying to take it, the grandson could take it, even though he's not supposed to step into the shoes, and the Lekuchos, tough luck on them. So now, the Pasuk of Tachas of Asecha, Yubanecha, is only by a bracha. Umimatz is Amrit Bebracha, it's only by a bracha. Avalinian Dino Lo, we don't say that regarding a din. Vatanya, what do you mean? We never say the grandson takes the place of the grandfather? Vatanya, but we had earlier, Nafal Habayis Alav Alaviv, it's really Vatanan, it's a Mishnah. Nafal Habayis Alav Alaviv, the house, that's why this whole sugya is here. Because of right this Mishnah quoted right now. Nafala Bais Alav Al Aviv. Alav Al Morisha Bais Alav Subas Isha Al Chov. Remember we had a machlokas. Who died first? The father or the son? Yarshe Ha'av Omrim HaBen Meis Rishon V'Yachach Meis Ha'av. The Yarshe of the father said the son died first, and therefore they're Yarshening the father. Ubal Chov Omer, and the creditor of the son says no. Ha'av Meis Rishon V'Yachach Meis HaBen. Right, so that's the Yarshe Ha. The Balchov says that the son died second, so my love, isn't this talking about Yarshe Ha'av? Who are the Yarshe Ha'av? Bnei, the son of the one who died with him. Aren't his Yarshim his grandsons? Morishav Achi, and the Morishim that we're talking about here are his brothers. Isn't that what we're talking about? We never assume that way, but that's what the Gemara is suggesting now. Isn't right, who are the Yarshe Av here? It's the grandsons. So the Islaka Daitach lo Matzi Amar Mikoch Avua Da'aba Ka'asina. And if we say that the grandson can never go directly to be in place and get it from the grandfather, that Pasuk in Tehillim is only referring to bracha. It doesn't have any halacha ramifications. So Kimesa ben Vakach Mesa Av. So even if the father did die second, my Have, it doesn't matter. Namaluhu Balchov, the Balchov of the son should be able to say, Yerushas Avu on Kashaklik Shakilna. I'm taking the Yerusha of your father. So it won't go, right? It won't go. It went through the father to the son. So the Gemara says, Lo, Yarshi Ha'av Achiv Marishav Achidavua. So meaning, okay, no, it's not true that the Yarshi Ha'av are his sons. The Yarshi Ha'av are talking about his brothers. So nothing to do with our case of grandsons and grandfathers. And Marishav are the brothers of the father. So therefore, this has nothing to do with our case. Okay, period. New question. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Ben, Mao Sheyirash es Imo Bekever, Lahan Chalachim in Ha'av. What is the halacha if a son, you have a mother and a son, if the son dies before the mother, and then the mother dies, does a son Yarshin his mother even after he dies, and then his relatives, let's say he has brothers from a different marriage that don't share a mother, will he yarshin it and then give it to his paternal brothers? Okay? Let's say the case in the, let's say, Yosef dies, and then Rachel dies. Could Reuven and Shimon yarshin? Right? Because they have a different mother, Right? You've already shimmin da. That's the question. Amalu Rav Sheshes any tua. We learned it in the Mishnah. Ha'av shenishba v'meis b'no b'medina. Let's say a father was captured and he died and the son also died in here. Uben nishba u'meis b'medina. Basically, a father and a son died and you don't know who died first. Right? Because one was captured and one was here. Yarshi av yarshi ben yachloku. You split it. You split it. The yarshim of the father and the son split it. So heichidami, what's the case here? Ile makidik tani. If it's as is said, heininu yarshi av, heininu yarshi aben. If it's a father and son, they have the same yarshim. So what do you mean yarshi av and yarshi aben? If it's a regular father and son, so they have the same yarshim. What's the machlokas about? El avachi ka'amars. This is what it must be about. Av shenishba v'meis ben bito b'medina. Must be a different, another step in there. A father was captured and then his grandson, the son of his daughter, died. Uben shenishba, Bach takes out that word, umeis avimo b'medina, or a son dies, and his grandfather, his mother's father, also, that's the case. We have a grandfather and a grandson, but through the mother, right? Through the mother in between. That's who died. And that's, now you have two different yarshim, because this grandson, right, only shares a mother to the grandfather. So Yarshia Av Yarshia Ben Yachloku. So now the Gemara says, Ve'em Isa, and if it's true that it's only Lagabe Bracha, if it's true, we're in the next case here, if it's true that a son could Yarshin Bekever, Nehi Nami De Ben Meis Beresha, even if the son dies first, Lursi Lavua De Ime Bekivre, let him Yarshin the mother, right, his maternal grandfather Bekever, V'lursinu Lachlumin Avua. If you say that a son Yarshin's Bekever, he should get it either way, if he died first or second. Elav Shvabi Nas, well, it must be, it's not true. Ein HaBen Yarshin's Ima Bekever, Lahan Chalach Mayav. It must be the son does not Yarshin Bekever. Meaning if the son dies first, and then the mother dies, so then the Yarshim of the mother get it. The son does not get it. Amalei Rav Acha Bar Yomi La'Abaya Afanan Amitanina. We also learned it earlier. Nafal Abba, the other mission is also a Raya. Nafal Abba Yisrael Avalimo. If we're not sure who died first, a mother or son, you split it. V'yemisa, and again, the same thing. If it's true that the son Yarshin's Bekever, Nihi Nami De Ben Meis Beresha, even if the son dies first, Lirso L'Ime Bekivre, V'lirso Inu La'achim Avua. Right? If it's true that the son Yarshin's Bekever, then it doesn't matter if he died first or second. He should get it. Elav Shmamina, Eina Ben Yarshin's Imo Bekever, Lahan Chalachim Av. Shmamina. The son does not Yarshin Bekever. The time am I. Why? Why doesn't a son Yarshin Bekever? Amar Abaya, because of Xerah Shava. Nemra Siva Beben, Nemra Siva Babal. It talks about the transference of Nachla by a son and by a husband. Masiba Hamura Babal, Ein Abal Yarshin Zisha Bekever. Just like by a husband does not Yarshin his wife Bekever. What does that mean? What does that mean? If the wife dies, and then his father-in-law, the wife dies first, and then his father-in-law dies, he doesn't yarshin through the wife, after the wife dies. That's what this line means, according to the Rashbam. So just like the Baal's Yerusha doesn't work bekever, av siba, murba benin, Baal Yerusha zimo bekever, lan chalachim av. So you have Xer Shava comparing husband's Yerusha to son's Yerusha, just like husband's Yerusha doesn't work bekever, so too son's Yerusha doesn't work bekever. Just by the way, this line, tucked away in the last amud in Perek Misha Meis, is the Raya of the Ravid in Hilchas Nachalos, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, that Yerushas Abal is Daraisa. If we're using Yerushas Abal and Xer Shava, it must be the Yerushas Abal is Daraisa. It's a very strong Raya. The Rambam holds that it's only Drabanan. This is the Raya that's argued. He says, look in the end of Misha Meis. Right? So the Magen of Mishnah says, the Rambam has to say, you could use a different Sofrim for Xer Shava, even though it's only Drabanan. This is the Raya that the Raya brings. Period. The next 15 lines till the end of the parak are an exact replica that we had back in Cheska Sabatim. So it might appear new, but we've had it before. Hoda Amar Lechavre, why is it here? The Rishonim discuss why it's here again. Talking about Nechasim. Hoda Amar Lechavre, Nichzei de Barsisin Mezavnina Lecha. Somebody says to their friend, I'm selling you the property of Barsisin. Havi Chada Arad Havi Mikri de Barsisin. And he bought a lot of property from Barsisin, but there's one property that's called the Barsisin property. So the question is that included? in the sale. So Amar Lay, so the seller says to the buyer, Halav the Barsisin he. No, I didn't mean to include that. Vikrihu de Mikri de Barsisin. That's what it's, people call it that, but I didn't buy that from Barsisin, so that's not included in the sale. Also the commentary of Nachman, Ugma Biyad de Lokayah. They came in front of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, tough luck, the buyer gets it. Well, hey, you call it a Barsisin you're selling. So the buyer gets it. Amale Ravel Rav Nachman, Dina Hachi. Hamotzeh mechaver lav araya. No, he doesn't get it. The seller keeps it. Hamotzeh mechaver lav araya. So machlokas Rava and Rav Nachman. V'rami d'Rava d'Rava d'Rav Nachman d'Rav Nachman will ask a stira on each of these. Tahu damar lechavrei. My boss by Besa. Somebody comes into somebody else's house and says, what are you doing in this house? So he says, the guy says, what are you talking about? You sold it to me. I've been living here for 5 years. I've been living here for 5 years. What are you talking about? It's my house. You sold it to me. He said, no, no, no. I was in the back room squatting. You didn't even realize I was there. I was inside. I was in the inner chambers. So I never gave you a chazaka. So also the commentary of Nachman, Amarle Zil Barach Ilascha, they came into front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, go clarify that you were there for 3 years. And if not, it goes to the original owner. Even though you're the muchzak, you got to get off. Meaning Rav Nachman beforehand said, "Amos bechavel of araya." Here he's saying the opposite. He's saying, "No, even though you're the muchzak, you got to prove it." Amar le Rav Nachman, "Dina hachi, Amos bechavel of araya." What do you mean? He's sitting there for 3 years. So you see this sheet to switch. So kasha the Rava, v'kasha the Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman. So the Rava lo kasha. There's no siren Rava. Hacha. The question is, who is the muchzak? Hacha mocher koy benichsei. Here, by Barsisin, the seller is the muchzak. So that's why he keeps it. Hasam lokea koy benichsei. But here, the buyer has been the one that's been the muchzak, so therefore he's the one that keeps it. So Rav Nachman lokasher. Rav Nachman also is not a stira. Hacha kivin damalei de bay Barsisin, umikri de bay Barsisin, alei de ramalei gluye de la Barsisin he. No, he sold Barsisin. This is called Barsisin. So he has to prove that it wasn't included and he didn't intend it. Hacha lo ye el denakit shtara. But here it shouldn't be any better than if he's holding a star. Milo amrinan le kaim shtarech v'kum b'nechsei. Just like if you have a star, we say, hey, be mekayim the star and then you'll keep it. So to here we say, verify your taina, your claim, and then you'll be able to keep it. Again, these 15 lines we already had almost verbatim in Cheskas Abatim. Why is it here? The Rishonim discuss it. It's also talking about arguments. Right here, the last Tosfos. Mishum da'ayri hacha b'nechasim b'cheskas mihem. Once we're talking about machlokas, about who owns the nechasim, I see ahu uvda d'mayri banami. Look when b'cheskas b'cheskas lokeh b'cheskas mocher. The same type of thing. But it's brought before Tzarech Iyan. Okay? Hadrach mishameis b'ad Hashem tomorrow. The last stage. The last stage of the Masechta. Perek get Pashut. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. We have Lunishmas Shalom Zev Ben Shimshon Rubenfeld, Zechrona Levracha, with love from Tina and Stu Rubenfeld, Marsha and Irv Lichtig, and families. We thank you for the sponsorship.